Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The offense in the red zone for the Kansas City Chiefs is a problem. Over the last 3 weeks, the Kansas City Chiefs are converting less than right around 30% of their red zone attempts. You know, on Sunday against Indy, it was 1 for 6. The Chiefs were in the red zone. That means, you know, when they got into the red zone, they only scored a touchdown once in those 6 times. Against the Broncos, 1 for 4 in the red zone. And even against the Bills, you know, while they did score touchdowns on 2 drives in the red zone, it was on 3 attempts. So, you know, take that as what you will. But over the last 3 weeks, they haven't been as effective. You look at the previous 3 weeks there, you know, the Commanders game, the Raiders game, and the Lions in there, much better in the red zone. I think they were 4 for 4 against the Commanders, probably 3 for 3 or 4 for 4 as well against the Raiders. So the red zone issues are a problem. And it was interesting listening to Ross Tucker talk about, you know, how ingenious Andy Reid is in terms of his play calling and how he believes that Patrick Mahomes may be the best red zone quarterback he's ever seen. And Travis Kelce's one of the best red zone targets he's ever seen, and that it's still not working. And I think it's because, well, number one, the number of friggin' penalties that this team has gotten in the red zone on plays where they have scored touchdowns or plays where they have gained big yardage in a red zone situation and it gets called back. You know, the Rashi Rice touchdown, I think maybe 2 of them in that Commanders game that got called back because of penalties. And, you know, the Travis Kelce touchdown that got called back this last Sunday, it just continues to mount that they get these just back-breaking penalties in the red zone, and they end up having to settle for 3 points. And that was, yeah, again, the case on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. The first one, the Travis Kelce keeper that was called back on the face mask penalty, which I am in complete agreement with everybody else. It was not a face mask. It was, however, a holding penalty. I know that that's not what they called. And Alex and I had that argument on Sunday at the game. He's like, well, that's not the call that they made. So it was, they shouldn't have made the call. And I'm like, I see where you're, what you're saying.
It's still a penalty.
It was still a hold. Yeah. And regardless,
fair.
Wipes a touchdown off the board. I also think, and this has been a problem for a couple of years now, and sometimes when you have the weapons to make it work, it's great, but it still feels at times like Andy Reid and Matt Nagy are getting cute, too cute in the red zone with all these exotic, interesting, weird packages and, you know, the full house set with Kelce at quarterback and the read option keeper. Did it work? Yeah. Why can't we just go under center? Why not just a simple handoff to the running back? Why do we have to make it this dog and pony show every time they get inside the 10-yard line? Like I said, this team is the best in football when it comes to getting from the 20 to the 20. But inside of either 20-yard line, their own 20 or the opponent's 20, things get really bad really fast.
So you mentioned Ross talked about Patrick Mahomes being the greatest red zone quarterback. Is that because Andy Reid is drawing stuff up for him, or is that because Patrick Mahomes is making magic when there's nothing there, which tends to be the case? It feels like it's more of the latter at times, yeah, where Mahomes is able to do something that not very many other people can do, whether it's with his arm, with his legs, or anything like that. And I think part of the reason why, Logan, is because, like what you said, you're trying too hard. It doesn't have to be rocket science for you to go under center, run the ball for a couple of yards, try a play action bootleg, and let Mahomes either throw it or just run it in because he's so good at pump faking and everything like that. They also finally did something that I have been begging them to do for 2 years now. It didn't work because the pass was bad, actually, ironically enough. Is a little out route, a little speed out. Mm-hmm. Rasheed beat Sauce Gardner. And if you throw the little back
put it
shoulder
in front of him,
if you put it in front of him, that was a touchdown. Now, it was a bad throw, so it wasn't a touchdown. But that is something that I have been begging them to do for the past 2 years, whether it was DeAndre Hopkins or whoever, because they had a guy like a Devontae Adams type where we've seen for years what Aaron Rodgers did with Devontae Adams. Years in the red zone. The Chiefs, maybe they just don't have that guy, I suppose, but it can be that simple where Patrick Mahomes, if you believe that he is the best quarterback in the NFL and can make any throw, why not make it easy? You don't have to put a full house formation that we see in college a lot. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do the little shuffle passes. You don't have to do anything. Somebody text it in. It's Juwan Taylor. Here's the problem. You can take Juwan Taylor out of the equation by having a quick catch, turn, boom, throw it. Juwan Taylor doesn't even have enough time to hold anybody when it's that fast. He doesn't have an opportunity to become the problem if it's that simple. Now, it didn't work, but it feels like you're right, I think, Logan, in the fact that it's too cute, and it's not necessarily from a predictable standpoint, but we know Andy Reid well enough now to think, okay, when they're in the red zone, the likelihood that we see something that's a little bit different is actually probably pretty high.
Yeah, and honestly, the getting cute stuff is historically not going to work in the red zone because it doesn't matter what you're throwing out there. The red zone is incredibly difficult to score in, right? That's why they call it the red zone. The defense only has X amount of yards that they have to defend. They don't have to defend the whole field. So what are you altogether concerned about when they throw out all these different things and yeah, the ring around the rosy stuff and all that fun when it works, but when it doesn't work is what it is. And frankly, when we talk about getting cute or you know, whatever, hey, here's a thought. And it feels weird to make this complaint when you ran the ball 30 times with the man, but could you just hand it to the running back from under center? Every once in a while, does everything have to be a throw mm-hmm. in the red zone? Or if you are going to run the football, it's the shotgun, RPO, whatever stuff. I get that the fun, sexy stuff is what got you to this point, but we've had this conversation again and again, and people keep bringing it up. Well, it's gotten them this far. I know that. We all know that. And by we, I mean us, Chiefs fans, NFL fans around the planet and 31 other defensive coordinators in football. Sometimes you have to make changes, right? The cliche adapt or die, cliches are cliches because they're true. Mm. Sometimes simple is better in a certain sense.
Is some of it also like Andy just wants to flex a little bit? Like, I feel like some of that is just Andy's like, look what I can do, you know?
Look at what's going on in this noggin of mine.
You guys can't do this. Only I can do this. And let me show you how it's going to look. It's going to look different. It's going to be fun. And I'm going to show you that I'm the only guy that can come up with this. I think there's some of that there with Andy Reid a little bit where, you know, he's trying to, maybe it's unintentionally, because I think unintentionally we have tendencies. I think it's an unintentional tendency for Andy Reid to just get a little creative with things. And sometimes it doesn't have to be that way. And it actually is better when it's not that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.